This is the Zesty Garden, and it's our Yes You Can segment. Adri Roberts is in studio, and she is Cache County's Family and Consumer Sciences Extension agent. And today we're going to talk about some of the canning resources that are available at the local extension office. And local meaning wherever you happen to live in the state, there is an extension office.
Right.
And I know from our standpoint, we've bought recipes, we've gotten free recipes, we've had our pressure canner lid tested. That's probably the big one. What other services do you offer?
You can call us if you have a question on a recipe, if it's safe or if it's not safe. If something's happened, if your jars aren't sealing or if you're having a lot of bottles break in your canner, you can call us and we can help you troubleshoot to find out what's up. We are available in our office here in Cache County. We rent out canners for $1 a day. We rent out the Vittorial strainers for $1 a day, dehydrators. There's a big run on dehydrators right now. And so not all county offices do that, but we did receive a grant a year ago that most county offices now have access to that type of equipment to rent out.
See, that's amazing because a pressure canner, even on a really good sale, is going to cost you minimum, because we got ours for like $65, and I thought that was a screaming deal.
So
to be able to go in and just rent one for a dollar, that's great.
Right. $1 a day is all, and if you take it on the weekend, we don't count the weekend because you can't bring it back to us. So we count Monday and Friday. So it is a great deal. It's some of that equipment is very expensive, and so we want to get you started canning and make it as easy as possible.
And what other services do you have? I've seen some great recipes.
We have a lot of recipes. We have the Ball Blue Book. We have the USDA Canning Guide, which we call the canning Bible, basically, because it's the one we recommend most. It is the most tested as far as the recipe goes, the recipes go. It has the altitude adjustments right in the recipe for the various elevations throughout Utah and even the nation. And so that's the one that we highly recommend. We have several recipe booklets from the state of Washington, which are approved recipes and tested. We just are the best kept secret. Yes. Just call us or come on in and check out what we have. But you really do need to invest in a good canning book, especially if your canning book was printed before 1988. In 1988, the USDA went through and tested everything. And so since then, you've got approved, tested recipes that we virtually guarantee you're safe if you follow the directions.
Well, and our Ball and Kerr books that we have are all from the early 90s, mid-90s, I think. But they've got stains on them. We've written all over in them. They're used quite a bit. And we've made ketchup from the recipes. Just pretty much anything almost can be done. But I love the resources that you have available, so I highly recommend calling your local extension office if you have any kind of a canning question.
Great. Yep. We'd love to hear from you.
You've been listening to Yes, You Can. It's the gardening segment with Zesty Garden. Adri Roberts is Cache County's Family and Consumer Sciences Extension agent. Thanks for coming in, Adri.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
We're going to take a quick break, but then we'll be back with USU Extension entomologist Diane Alston, and we're going to talk about insects. We invite your questions or comments at 1-800-826-1495, or go online and send us an email question. It's zestygarden@gmail.com, or go to the Utah Public Radio Facebook page and post your comment there.